Meet Yelp for Restaurants. Not the software company, but the people who love restaurants so much they formed a team dedicated to our industry. Before Catherine joined the customer success team, she managed the Modern in New York. Yeah, that Modern. Before Julia joined the team, she worked at Au Cheval in Chicago for half a decade. Yelp is for restaurants because our people are restaurant people. Meet the new Yelp at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Coppola, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with David Rev Ciancio, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily to get a marketing tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, Rev is sharing his new menu item marketing playbook.
Now, here's the thing. A lot of restaurants will go put something new on the menu, and then it goes like on a blackboard, or you have like somebody suggest that at the table. I'm like, that's kind of the end of the marketing plan. By the way, that's not a marketing plan, is it?
No, not at all.
It's definitely not a marketing plan. What you want to do, okay, it really starts with getting great photos. So go listen to the episode where we talked about how to take great photos, but get great photos of that food item, okay? Now, you're going to want to promote it on social media, and you're going to want to promote it more than once, and you're going to promote it in every way you can, videos, photos, carousel. So make sure that you're promoting it multiple times on your social media. You're going to want to put it in email, and you're going to want to put it in email more than once, right? Again, you can't expect people to take action when you only mention it to them once. Don't checkmark your marketing. Okay, I sent it via email, I'm done. Send it multiple times. So social media, multiple ways, multiple times, email, multiple ways, multiple times. Now, here's the key move that everybody forgets that's insanely important. Go into all your listings, Google, Bing, Yahoo, Foursquare, Yelp, Facebook, and update your menu. Make sure that you put the item in your menu, and you want to put a good looking photo. You want to put the name of the item. You want to put a description of the item. And ultimately, as long as you're not afraid to, put the price of the item. People want to see the price of the item before they go there. And so what happens when you do that is you complete the customer journey. So if you do what we already said and you put it in the email or you put it in social media and I go to Google to look for it and I can't find it, you have a leaky bucket in your marketing. You broke the customer journey, right? But the thing too is, let's say you have a brand new, we'll use lamb chop. You're adding lamb chops to your menu. If you add it to Google of Bing and Yahoo and Foursquare and Yelp, you're going to be searchable for that term. And the reason you put the description of the item is you want to be searchable for the things that are at the item. So if you have a jalapeno popper pizza with sour cream and jalapenos and grilled cheese and bacon, by adding the description, you become optimized for search for bacon and jalapeno and sour cream. So again, multiple times on email, multiple times on social media, definitely make sure that you are updating your menus with full descriptions of photos and all of your listings. That alone, you will be doing more than your competitors.
I couldn't agree with you more. Something that we did every time we launched a new menu item, because I think that R&D is important. Even when we were considering launching a new menu item, we would talk to our people about it. We would include in the newsletter, hey, we're doing a tasting for a couple of the new menu items. Would you like to come by and check it out? And it was always off peak, right? We're doing it at 4 p.m. on a Tuesday. And so if it was a new sandwich, we would create slider versions and push that out. And people would show up. And then that also became content for social, because we would then turn around and push out the content of people trying these new menu items. We would do polls like, hey, this is Steve, one of the regulars through our mailing list. He came in and he tried the burger. Do you think this is something we should add to the menu? Yes or no? There's so much mileage to get out of a new menu item. From the conceptualization of that dish through the full execution and the inclusion on the menu.
Here's a secret move nobody thinks about, okay? If you're promoting a new menu item, or even if there's just an item that you wish your guests would order, whether it's new or not, here's a secret way to promote it. When you're going onto your sites like TripAdvisor, Google, and Yelp, and you're leaving a reply to somebody who left you a review, hey, Angela, thanks for coming by. We really appreciate the 5-star review, yada, yada, yada. P.S. Have you tried our new hazelnut ice cream sundae yet? It's an amazing way to get people curious to come back. And there's two benefits to that. So not only are you marketing to a guest who's already had an experience with you, an item you want them to come back and eat, but you'll actually search, you'll rank higher in search because Google and Yelp and Bing and Yahoo look at the words in your reviews and rank you on that. So by precepting it in your reviews, you'll rank higher in search.
Hey, it's Josh. Do you want to spend 60 minutes planning out a profitable 2022 with me? Just you and me, on Zoom, camera on, pen and paper out, getting you super clear on exactly what your goals are and how you're going to achieve them. It's free, even though the call is worth like a gazillion dollars. Go to planwithjosh.com to book that call with me. That's planwithjosh.com to book a 1-hour strategy session to make sure that 2022 is your most profitable year yet. If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.